The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Sunday Brunch. I am the Counselor of Cash. If you're getting sick of me, don't worry. Coach is going to be back in this seat very, very, very soon. But we have got some picks, and we've got a recap to do. I do want to say, speaking of recaps, before we bring up the recap screen, the Scottish Open just ended. And Rory McIlroy, who frankly was one of my DFS fades, ended up winning the tournament. But no worries. I hit 2 out of 3 of the matchups, and we hit both of the finishing position plays. So a nice week for the early wedge. Let's get to the recap screen, because speaking of nice weeks, this looks pretty good. AB is going to be joining us in just a second. Hits 3 out of 4. Somehow misses the Braves team total over. If you look at the props, you figure all of those would have come in. So a little unlucky there not to go 4-0. A-Mags hits his pick. Prop Stars 1 out of 2. Danny Brasco 2 out of 3. We like all of that. And by the way, before I bring in the stars of the show, I do want to mention I'll be on HQ with the Maestro in just about an hour. We're going to be talking a lot of MLB, things of that nature, some futures with the NFL. So make sure you tune into HQ starting at 11 o'clock. We'll be there with you pretty much the balance of the day. But listen, it's time to bring in the stars of the show. It's Sunday Brunch. Let's bring in, well, it's AB, who was hot yesterday and who has been hot. And then, Proppy, you look like you have something to say.
Casilla, I always have something to say. First and foremost, good morning. Good morning, AB. Terrific job yesterday. Absolutely incredible that we each had Brave player props and we somehow didn't get that team total. But I digress. I'm in the giving mood this morning, gentlemen. And I have a 3-month subscription to Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, that I am giving away. I'm not going to give it away for free, though. Nothing in life comes free. We are going to offer a trivia question to the chat. Okay, so the first person to answer this correctly in the chat will win a 3-month subscription to Sportsline. The question is, what does Bill Romanowski and Darius, a.k.a. Shaq, I don't know which name he's currently going by, Darius Leonard of the Colts, fantastic all-pro linebacker. What do him and Bill Romanowski both have in common, and how does that pertain to the NFL season? So first person to correctly answer that in chat will receive a 3-month subscription.
Yeah, and if you note there, that's a 2-part question, so we're going to need kind of 2 answers that relate to each other there. So we see a couple answers there. You're halfway there, but you're not totally there yet. Everybody, thanks for being a part of this chat. Make sure you hit the like button. We'll find out in just as, oh, there we go. We got it. We got the winner.
We got it. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I
think. Do you want to announce his name to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was so close. I think it was Mike Fabrizio. Right before Japan 5. Does this count? Like
I will give Japan a subscription as well. We'll do both since they both came so close. It sounds like it was they were both like, you know, at the finish line simultaneously, probably both typing. It's well, Proppy Claws.
I got to say, it was probably, so Halliday is in here. He says 53 days. So I would say it's Halliday and Mike Fabrizio. Sorry, Japan, but you were probably third in line there. 53 days seems like a quality answer there. Right, AB, what do they do to get that subscription?
No, I'm just laughing. All right, so who are our 2 winners here? You said Halliday.
It's going to be Halliday Anderson and Mike Fabrizio.
All right, so we got Matt Halliday Anderson here and my boy Mike Fabrizio. after the show, I'll get with you guys and get you all set up on both of those. So well done on that. Nice game, props.
Thank you. That was a nice game. I see other people had like kind of part of the answer in there, but I'm an attorney. You kind of have to have both segments in the same answer. It's really hard to read like one answer and then scroll down and read the second part of the answer. So Mark, people like that, you had it, but you got to put it all in there. We got to do the legally right thing here from an Esquire to Esquire here. So, okay, let's actually take a look at the marquee matchups today. Fade or follow? Which MLB favorite are you fading or following today? This is interesting, guys. And Proppy, I'm going to start with you. We've got the Mets home versus the Dodgers. We've got the Reds home versus the Brewers. And we've got the Rangers home versus the Cleveland Guardians. Which MLB favorite are you fading or following?
See, I know we're both fond of this team. They've been a very profitable betting angle this season. But yeah, I like the Rangers in this spot. At home, I like the bounce back angle. I like Martin Perez pitching at home, especially coming off of a poor outing, tends to really respond after a bad outing, and he pitches much better at home as well, which has been a theme throughout his career. I actually was looking to see if his outs prop was going to be available. I wanted to make that potentially a pick if it was 17.5 around even money, but unfortunately it hadn't been posted yet at the start of the show. Just something to pay attention to. I like the over there. I like Martin Perez to potentially pitch at least 6 innings, but yeah, I'm going to back Texas today.
Yeah, AB, I'm going to say like a bit of a spoiler, and it's not a typical pick for me, but you'll see something from me later on in this show with respect to what Proppy just said about the Rangers and Martin Perez. I do like them. You know, I got to say, I kind of like fading the Reds here. And I also kind of like taking the Mets -120 against the Dodgers. But those are just kind of leans for me. Do you agree with any of that? Where are you going?
Yeah. So look, man, like I feel you. Like I want to take the Reds. The problem is they just can't score, right? It's tough to back a team that's not putting up runs consistently, right? However, I mean, LA De La Cruz and them, like, I mean, they can get hot at any moment. Here's the thing. Look, long story short, I'm going to fade the Mets. I'm going to go with the Dodgers because why would I bet on the Mets whatsoever? Like, I've been railing on this team for 2 weeks now that they're low IQ. They don't know what they're doing. They just make stupid decisions over and over and over. And you got the Dodgers who weren't necessarily that hot last night. But the Mets let them get hot. So, yeah, long story short, man, give me the Dodgers, man. I'll fade the Mets in that.
That's so well put, AB. They let the Dodgers get hot. I mean, it's just like a comedy of errors at this point. I do think that Scherzer is the guy if the ship is going to be righted. And I know that's just kind of a tortured analogy at this point. But if the ship is going to be righted, I do think it's Max Scherzer who kind of like gets the Mets thinking, okay, we're a real team again. By the way, Addison in the chat, he says, see, I'm down a bit in golf this week. What's a good Barbasol play today to get me back in the black? First of all, I don't know how you're down. We did really well on the early wedge. I just mentioned the picks I had. I also had the in-tournament bets, which also hit. And I got to say, since I've been hosting, because I've been hosting for a week, coach has been out. He's coming back very soon. I believe tomorrow, if not the next day. But the point is, you know, this is a fun stat, AB and Proppy. I haven't had a loss since hosting. This is the seventh day. I literally haven't lost yet. I believe I'm 7-0-1. I had a tie on an in-tournament bet. But Addison, I'm trying to figure out in golf how you're actually down. But good news, because on the early wedge, not only did I give you all my Scottish Open plays, but I also gave you 3 outrights in the Barbasol Championship that you just asked about. And it sounds like, hey, maybe you missed that show, which, I mean, apologize. I had as one of my 3 outrights Vincent Norman, who's just a shot back. He was 22-1. Now he's probably like 6-1. So those who watch the early wedge, they have one of those 3 outrights I gave out. He's in contention, and I actually expect him to close it out.
Can I give you some props? I think it was Friday. Yeah, I think it was Friday. You'd given out a round 2 bet. This is how good that you are. And look, not to blow smoke at you, you had a pick on a guy who got cut, and it was like an over, like, one person, you know, a head-to-head, sorry. The guy got cut, and he still beat the other dude, and you cashed it. Yeah, I bet on that.
It was Kevin Streelman who bogeyed five of his last six holes and still beat Carl Yuan by two strokes. And for the record, my Thursday matchup was Lucas Glover over Vincent Norman, who I have as an outright. I don't have Glover as an outright. I have Vincent Norman as an outright, but I gave a very specific reason as to why I was fading Vincent Norman on Thursday specifically. And Glover came through with the win in that matchup as well. So Addison, I got to tell you, you got to watch these shows every day because we're giving you not only the picks, but we're giving you the info behind the picks. Because I got to say, if you saw that round one matchup, you would have been like, well, I don't understand why he's fading Vincent Norman on Thursday if he has him as an outright. Well, I actually explained that and we ended up hitting that pick. Proppy, go ahead.
You know you're locked in when the guy you are picking to win had five consecutive bogeys to close the round, and he still wins the bet. See, that's incredible stuff.
A comfy win. Now let's hear a comfy message from our partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
CBS Sports Network goes all in with the World Series of Poker. We're talking a full house of characters in a competition flush with cash. The World Series of Poker on CBS Sports Network.
All right. You're the thumbs upper for the World Series of Poker, right?
I love it. See, that's the first time I've seen that ad. We are both avid poker players. I know you actually participated in the World Series of Poker. So I've been watching the coverage on Poker Go, which is, by our parent company, CBS Sports. So it's been fantastic. I've been enjoying this very much. We're down to the final nine. They had a record-breaking turnout, over 11,000 entries in the main event this year, with a first-place prize of $12 million up front. Nine players left. It's been riveting and incredible, and I can't wait to see today and tomorrow who ends up winning.
Over 10,000 players is actually just stunning, because when I played and I cashed in 2018, my first and last time playing, I mean, I'll play again in the future, but it's the only time I played, there were 7,874, but who's counting? And I just can't imagine 3,000 more, or almost 3,000 more players at the Rio there. That is like truly, truly incredible. AB, it sounded like you had something to add there.
No. Well, I was just going to say, well done on props on a great promo there, promoting the company there. That was nice, man. That was well done.
I'm a company man, AB.
You are, sir.
All right. Speaking of company men, let's do pick the prop, because I think Rafael Devers, Christian Walker, and Paul Goldschmidt are company men. They're certainly company men. Plus 300 for Devers. Christian Walker plus 325 to hit a home run, and Paul Goldschmidt plus 350 to hit a home run. Proppy, I'm going right back to you. Which home run prop pick are you going with?
First, I want to give props to the gentleman who put together these three players and graphic. Yeah. That would be none other than AB. I think these are three excellent choices independently together. I think they're phenomenal. I like all three personally, but I'm going to go with Christian Walker. I like the spot for him quite a bit, facing Toronto's Yusei Kikuchi. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, but he's given up 22 home runs this season. Obviously gives up a lot of long balls, which is why we see two members of the Diamondbacks on here. So, excuse me, one member of the Diamondbacks on here. But yeah, I think this is a great spot to back Walker. He hits lefties very, very well. I think 77 at-bats, has six home runs already historically throughout his career. He's hit lefties very well as well. So yeah, give me Christian Walker in this spot.
Yeah, and Brian Tansani, I believe I'm pronouncing that right. He likes Rafael Devers, and I usually like Devers as well. I think last time I picked him, he did in fact hit a home run just a few days ago. But I'm going to go with Christian Walker as well, AB. I do like the matchup. And again, I think Kikuchi is very, very vulnerable. I'll take the plus 325. Where are you headed, AB?
Yeah, so all right, Christian Walker, great pick. Look, I really like Goldie as well, but I'm going to go with Devers here. And Devers actually hits lefties better than he does righties, weirdly enough. You don't see that too terribly much when you have a lefty-on-lefty matchup there. But, yeah, I'm going to go Devers, man. I think that he I think he goes off today.
Yeah. Listen, Devers, I think the Red Sox are in a position. We talked about that when we talked about some Red Sox futures. I mean, I think they're in a spot where they could maybe capture a playoff spot. I see maybe the Orioles. I love the Orioles, but I think they end up wilting. It wouldn't surprise me. I thought initially that it might be the Mariners to catch that spot. And I'm hoping the Orioles stay true there. But I think the Red Sox have I think they have what it takes. They were plus 260 at the All-Star break to capture a playoff spot. And I think that's a decent number. Speaking of decent numbers, we got to get to our picks. We've got a host of picks. They're all baseball related because, of course, the Scottish Open is over. We have Barbasol picks we could make. I got to tell you, I didn't like any head-to-head, so I didn't want to force it. So I'm going to have just that baseball pick. Of course, we have the Vincent Norman outright as well. But before we get to those picks, let's hear another message from our partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you're the FedEx Cup champion, your name's on this trophy forever. Can you feel it coming
in the air tonight? This is our season-long race. This is the sought-after trophy when we tee it up in the first event of the season that you think about.
Three tournaments with the world's best golfers battling for the tour's toughest trophy to win, the FedEx Cup. The playoffs begin August 12th on CBS.
All right, we are back, and let's go ahead and get to my pick. By the way, there was a question about Arizona first five. That would be a lean. Maybe you add the plus a half there. I'm not going to make that bet personally because Arizona's just been kind of wilting, and they're sort of returning to the team that we might have thought they were before the season started. So I don't mind that play, but it's certainly not a play that I'm making. The play that I am making, and that's up on Sportsline, has been up there for at least an hour, is I got a full game here. You know, I'm normally the first five guy. 95% of the time, you're going to see a first five from me. But I'm going to go Rangers minus 130 over the Guardians. Full game here. And I do expect Martin Perez to bounce back a little bit here. But even if he doesn't, even if he gets touched up a little bit, which has been happening here and there, I think the Texas bats are just too much for the Guardians. I like Martin Perez in a bounce back spot, certainly against the Cleveland Guardians of all teams. But I also think the Rangers, even if Perez has a troubled first five, Bibee hasn't been that good, particularly on the road. And even if he's decent, I expect these Rangers bats to pop, whether it's in the first five or the latter five. Now, the Cleveland bullpen's pretty good, but I like Texas to win this game and complete the sweep over the Cleveland Guardians. I think minus 130 is a pretty good number. Normally, when we see the Rangers at home, what we're usually seeing in a somewhat neutral pitching matchup, which I think this is, we're usually seeing them as like minus 140, minus 150. I think that's probably where this number should be. So I'll take the minus 130 Rangers money line full game here. All right, that's my pick. And Proppy, you have a pick that I absolutely love. And I'm going to be on HQ in just 45 minutes. I'll be on there for a while, actually, with the Maestro, with some others as well. And one of the props that I really like that I'm going to mention on CBS Sports HQ, it pertains to the Yankees, and it pertains to Gerrit Cole specifically. I actually like him. It's not an official play for me, Proppy, but I like him picking up the win. This is a prop that I know you like and a couple of others like A-Mags and some others. To pick up the action, to record the win, he's plus 100. And I think they're going to be all over the Colorado Rockies. It sounds like you do as well.
Yeah, I do. And I'll be watching you on HQ later on, Sia. So definitely looking forward to that. But yeah, I like the Yankees quite a bit in this spot. Look, I know it's a Coors Field. I trust Gerrit Cole in Coors Field. He's pitched two starts there, both starts. They were a while ago, but he pitched very well there. If there's a guy who can handle Coors Field, in my opinion, it is Gerrit Cole. I also saw the Yankees bats wake up yesterday as well. I think that momentum's going to carry over. Obviously, pretty much anybody can hit at Coors Field. But we've got Chase Anderson on the mound for Colorado. He has been absolutely terrible. An ERA nearly 7 on the season. Over the last 30 days, however, his ERA is approaching 19. That is not a typo or a misprint. That is just not good. So, yeah, I think these Yankees bats are going to provide Gerrit Cole with plenty of run support. As you mentioned, I do like that prop, him to record a win. But I'm on the run line today, so I do believe the Yankees and their bullpen will be able to handle business probably after Cole goes at least 6, potentially 7 innings, and then we see the Yankees hopefully roll and win by 3 or 4 runs here at least. So, yeah, give me the Yankees on the run line, -1.5. -135 is the price. I also like Cole to record a win as well.
I mean, AB, I got to go to you because I there's got to be something in the chat that I missed.
No, it's props. When he said Colorado, like that has to be the new name of the Colorado Rockies. I'm not even calling them that anymore. It's Colorado.
They're going to get Colorado for sure.
I'm glad someone picked up on
it. It was so good, dude. I'm telling you.
No, it's funny. And Jairi Turner has the fire emojis next to Colorado. I got to say, if you didn't hear Colorado, the one other thing you would have heard is the 19. The 19 ERA, which of course, you know, it's not a smaller good sample size, but that would be
four starts.
Like that would be the big takeaway there. I mean, I definitely think the Yankees roll here. I think -1.5 at -135 is actually kind of, again, it's the road team. They're not getting the bottom of the ninth necessarily. They're not going to need it. Go ahead, Proppy.
And I also want to say AB's guy yesterday that he accurately, correctly predicted to homer, Giancarlo Stanton. I also like that prop today as well. I like him to potentially have success against Anderson. I think he's had a lot of historical success against him. So just something else to be conscious of.
Can I give you a Major League Baseball scout professional breakdown on Giancarlo Stanton right now?
Go. Please.
He's hitting the piss out of the ball, like mashing it, man. Like he is just barreling this thing, dude.
He is going to mash one in Colorado today as well.
Hey, that's an actual stat, by the way. Look it up. All right, AB, you have a bunch of plays here, a bunch of stats, and a familiar name from yesterday that you cashed on as well. So give it to us.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'll leave you guys on screen so that we can all break these down. I have to break down each one of them, but tell me which, you know, where you like, where you don't like, all right? So, first off, we are going to go right back to Atlanta. Surprise, surprise. We're going to go Ronald Acuna over 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs again. You've heard me break down why I like it so much. One, he's one of the best hitters in baseball. But number two, you know, when you have a hits, runs, and RBI bet, like, I mean, yeah, Acuna can hit two bombs, and that certainly gets the job done for you. But, I mean, this lineup is so good that, you know, he could get on and get you two in terms of runs if he gets walked, if he, you know, whatever, right? So, yeah, man, there's so many ways for Acuna to get the job done here. So I'm going to take that over 2.5. We spoke about it earlier. Rafael Devers, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at -120. I love him in the Red Sox today. We're also going to go Proppy out your way here. Kyle Schwarber, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. I know that our man went yard twice yesterday, but yeah, man, I like him over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. And here's the last one, all right? And this is the one that I want you guys' thoughts and opinions on, all right? Normally, go Braves team total. That one hurt yesterday. We had over 5.5. It ends at 5. The Braves had the bases loaded in the 8th inning and the 9th inning. 9th inning, they had a runner on third with one out. Sean Murphy hits into a double play to end the game. It's brutal. So we're going to go. White Sox and Braves, both teams to score 4 runs or more at plus money here, okay? I think that the White Sox are going to put up runs against the Braves. I think the Braves are going to put up runs against the White Sox here. But all we need them to get to is 4. And if they get to 4, that cashes. If you've never played a both teams to score bet, it's not a push. They just have to get to 4. And we get it at plus money. Your thoughts?
I'm probably the only reason I'm going to, by the way, it's plus 125. It's good money there. But the only reason I'm going to lay off is because I just can't count on the White Sox part of that. That's a Captain Obvious statement for me. And that's why this is plus 125. For me, it's, I like it. I don't know for me if I like it well enough to play it. Proppy.
I echo a similar sentiment. Obviously, I have full confidence in the Braves. Just coming off the loss, I could see them just absolutely destroying Chicago here. But I do think four runs is a reasonable ask. Chicago's bats played well yesterday. I do believe they're facing a lefty, if I'm not mistaken, and they do hit lefties better than they hit righties. So,
and I'll tell you this, we have a question in the chat. See, and not to take over your show here, but I just saw it and I want to put it up here. Zach Dyer says, what's the line on both to score three? Excellent question, because I almost went with it. It's minus 165. So if that's something that you like,
that sounds great.
Yeah, three is so much better than four. I didn't want to put a minus 165 on the show. That's why I opted for the four and the plus 125. However, Zach, excellent freaking question. And yes, both teams have scored three. You could find this on DraftKings. You can also find it on Caesars. So great, great, great question. If you want to take a little bit of risk out of it, pay a little bit more juice. Yeah, both teams scored three, about minus 165.
Zach, that was a very good question. And by the way, I got to say, we're going to bring up the recap screen in a second. We've had over 700 people watching this Sunday brunch the entire time, and we only have less than 150 likes. Ladies, gentlemen, come on. You got to help me out here. Let's get some more likes so I can throw it in Coach's face and say, hey, Coach, when I was hosting, not only did I not lose a bet the entire time, but I collected way more likes. I need smack talk to deliver to Coach, because I
Goose just liked the show. Goose just clicked the like button, jumped up here. I mean, if he can do it, you guys certainly can.
Is it Goose's food bowl or water bowl?
That is Goose, his food bowl.
All right, so he's eating the premium foods.
Always.
Yeah, if that's not motivation enough to hit the like button, Goose is all in, speaking of poker. All right, let's bring up the recap screen. Let's talk about the bets we have put in play here. I've got the Rangers money line. This is full game, of course, minus 130. Proppy's got the Yankees minus 1.5 at minus 135. I might take a look at that Gerrit Cole win to record a win at plus 100. Just a thought. It's a lean on my part. And then AB, he's got the White Sox Braves teams to score four plus runs. That's both teams to score four plus runs at plus 125. Ronald Acuna over 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at plus 105. Rafael Devers over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at minus 120. And Kyle Schwarber over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs at minus 140. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a full Sunday brunch. We appreciate all of you being with us every single day. We gave out a sub, or we gave out a couple of subs. We're probably going to be doing a lot of that in the future. Speaking of future, we're going to have NFL futures on this show on CBS Sports HQ. We're going to be talking a lot of NFL, a lot of MLB, a lot of what you want to hear on Sportsline, The Early Edge, and CBS Sports HQ. So make sure you're always tuned in. Go Vincent Norman today. And I got to say, I think that's all the damage we can do. So there's only one thing left to do. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window for AB on the ones and twos, nines and tens, and really everything else. The eight tool player, Proppy, and for me, the counselor, we rest our case.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real?
This is just so exciting.
Now, get ready for the movie event with the greatest cast you've ever imagined.
Showtime.
Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, George Clooney, Maya Rudolph, Bradley Cooper, Sebastian Maniscalco, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Awkwafina, Keegan-Michael Key, and Steve Carell.
I need to throw up, or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
If. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Written and directed by John Krasinski.